Good morning. It's time for another conversation. This is High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, here on Talk 960. We're keeping it local with High Desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's start talking.
Well, good morning, Roxanne. How are you?
Good, Regina. How are you doing? Hope everybody's staying cool.
I know. It's another beautiful summer day in the high desert. You know, my favorite time of year.
Yes.
Yes.
We are moving through July.
We are moving. And, you know, speaking of that, Roxanne, it'll be in the blink of an eye that our kiddos will be going back to school.
A lot of people are going back to school shopping.
Yes. Yes. And so I think it's really appropriate that today we have this gentleman who I've happened to know for quite some time and who I just admire his commitment to our high desert community, but, you know, to the San Bernardino County region overall. And that is Ted Alejandra is with us today. He is the 34th superintendent of schools for San Bernardino County. He was first elected to the county's lead educational seat in 2014. And he was reelected in both 2018 and 2022. He began his third consecutive four-year term in January of 2023.
All right.
So he's not even halfway through the term yet, right? But anyway, we want to say welcome to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, Superintendent Alejandra. Thank you so much. We're excited to have you join us.
Oh, thank you, Regina and Roxanne. It's great to be here with you today.
Thank you.
So, you know what? I want to jump in because there's always so much to talk about. I don't know how you keep up the schedule that you do because you seem to be everywhere from one end of the county to the other. You know, you can be in Needles this afternoon and then this evening you're back in, you know, San Bernardino. I don't know how you keep it up. I'd like to find out what vitamins or supplements you use so we can talk about that off air. But why don't you give us a little bit of background on the role and responsibility of the county superintendent of schools?
Well, I'd be happy to. You know, it's wonderful being the county superintendent, interacting with 33 school districts that serve about 400,000 students. In addition to that, about 53 charter schools in San Bernardino County. One of our primary goals and commitments is to ensure the success of all students and really help provide support, guidance, and any other types of services that our districts need so they can be successful with their individual goals and plans. You know, every district has different priorities. Mm-hmm. What may be a top priority in Needles may be different in Chino or Fontana or Big Bear or any other district, but every district has a passion for student success, and that's one of the things we enjoy doing. We also have a number of requirements and mandates under the California Department of Education and the state of California as an intermediary, and so those are things that are responsibilities such as budget approvals to ensure districts stay fiscally solvent, approval of districts' local control and accountability plans to make sure they address all the state indicators that's required for the accountability dashboard. Also, we have to ensure that all teachers in the county have appropriate and valid credentials to teach students. We also have to conduct visits at about 200 schools throughout the county to ensure they're safe, clean, and functional, and they have board-adopted textbooks for every student to utilize in class and to take home. And then we also have curriculum and teaching responsibilities. Most of our students are in the high desert, actually, and most of the students that we serve are students with significant disabilities in our special education programs, but we also serve a number of state preschool programs throughout the county, and then we're also mandated to serve students that are on probation, referred to probation in juvenile hall or expelled from school. And so those are some of our responsibilities. And I can go on and on, but those are some of the main ones.
Wow. And that's huge. I mean, that's just staggering in those numbers. Well, you know, what I'd like to ask is kind of a county report, if you will, on the county, kind of a report card, I guess, of how we're doing with our student population countywide. And then if we can, Ted, I'd like to drill down a little bit on that and talk specifics to the High Desert.
Oh, I'd be happy to. You know, since my time in education, we've gone through several accountability systems. Before the current one, there was a accountability system that was referred to the Public School Accountability Act, which introduced the Academic Performance Indicator. Mm-hmm. And I'll just briefly touch on that because that was in place for a number of years where districts got a score from a 0 to 1,000 based on test scores in reading and mathematics primarily. And the target was 800. And when that first came out, many districts were in the 500-600 range. Mm. But over time, almost every district got to or exceeded 800, and which was the target. So they did extremely well. And then the state changed that accountability system to a dashboard system, which was started a few years prior to COVID. And then with COVID, we had this pause. And now we're back on the testing cycle to have the scores populated in the state dashboard. In the last 3 years, we've seen districts continue to improve in their scores related to the dashboard. It's not just test scores. It's also other indicators like college and career, attendance, and other key factors. And so the more that students and districts are focused on those areas, the more we see districts start to gain. We've had some attendance challenges just after COVID, but now districts have started to ramp up their attendance percentages, and that's been wonderful to see. But overall, our districts are committed to ensure that they continue to improve the scores and achievement for every student they serve.
And so how does that translate to the High Desert? Because you talked about a few things, and I do want to delve a little bit deeper relative to the High Desert. So the student population growth, because I know that after COVID we lost a lot of students, and there was, you know, all of this talk about students not returning back to school. But if I'm understanding you correctly, we're seeing an uptick in that, correct?
Absolutely. In the High Desert, the High Desert has shown significant success in a number of areas. You know, one of the things that every district is guided by is our Cradle to Career Roadmap, and that really focuses on the key success indicators from 0 to 5, K-12, and post-secondary, both in academics and also in personal readiness. And a couple of key examples specifically for the High Desert is graduation rates. Every district has tried to increase graduation rates because they were in the 70 percentiles not too long ago. Now the High Desert is exceeding the state average of 86% in many of the schools, and many of them are even above 90%. So that's been a big increase. Another area is on college readiness and success.
Yes.
So to go to college, every student has to pass what's referred to as the A through G courses. Those are 15 courses that are mandated to be eligible to go to Cal State or UCR. And not too long ago, those numbers weren't that strong. They were in the 30 percentile. Now it's gotten closer to about 50% across our county, which is close to the state average. But we see the High Desert, because of the implementation of AVID and many of the high schools, they have really started to increase the A through G levels. In fact, all of the AVID students in our high schools, 96% meet the A through G requirements and are ready for college. So I give tons of credit to our school districts in the High Desert for the implementation of AVID and having more students eligible. And also in college and career readiness, that's one of the areas that's tied specifically to math and science in those A through G courses where districts have struggled with. But the High Desert has really taken advantage of additional career opportunities in areas specific to the High Desert. The Mountain Desert Career Pathways Program, which is led by Matt Wells, who's actually one of our county employees, specifically assigned to the High Desert. They've increased the number of opportunities and experiences for students in the High Desert to connect to careers that they can pursue right after high school, either in conjunction with going to post-secondary education or starting off specifically in the career sector. Students are excited about having those opportunities and experiences, knowing that they'll be able to utilize them right after high school. And because of some of the specific industries in the High Desert, like mining, working in careers with companies like General Atomics and others that are located in the High Desert,
yes,
we've seen a significant increase in students participating in career technical education, referred to as CTE, experiences and pathways. So that's exciting to see in the High Desert.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I want to delve in just a little bit on that, Superintendent, because, you know, there's a lot of talk now about CTE. I know that you talked about, I believe, MDEP, right? That's the acronym, that program. For our listeners, especially those parents who may be interested in how to connect to that for their students and learn more about that, how can they do that?
Oh, I definitely recommend that they get involved in their local district's local control accountability plan.
Okay.
That's the plan that every district approves with parent input. There's an emphasis on getting parent input so that parents can have that opportunity. And we've seen parents throughout our county encourage their respective boards of education to increase the number of pathways at school sites. So if you were to go to our county website at sbcss.net, we have mapped out all of the industry pathways at every high school in our county. So you can see the different pathway programs that are in place at the high schools in the High Desert, as well as the entire county, to see what programs are being offered. And then reach out to the school district department that's responsible for those pathways to find out how the student can attend those programs. Many times, the high schools that they're assigned to have programs that they're interested in, but if not, there's opportunities to inquire about attending other programs at other high schools within the district. But all of the pathways are aligned with key industry sectors like cyber, like health, like advanced manufacturing.
Right.
And those are the industries that students get excited about. So it's wonderful to see that in place and having those opportunities for our students.
That's great, and I appreciate that information. Mm-hmm. And that website, again, is sbcss.net, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Great. Now, what's exciting and new for the upcoming school year?
You know, there's always so many things going on. We're excited to see, you know, we just talked about our CT pathways. We're excited to see that continuing to accelerate across the county. More and more districts are adding programs that students can participate in. I mentioned AVID. AVID is, we have the largest cohort of AVID students anywhere in the entire country.
Mm.
And the success of AVID is huge, as I mentioned, with that 96% figure meeting the requirements to go to college. But it's not just at high schools. We have more schools that are implementing AVID at middle school and also at elementary school.
Oh,
so that's exciting
wonderful.
To see. And one thing we've also seen an increase in is the number of students that are participating in our county student events. So right after school starts in August, then in the fall, we start off with mock trial, which is available to students in any district in the county.
Yes.
Then we move into academic decathlon. Then we move into the science and engineering fair, our history B, our spelling B. We also have our performing arts showcase, our county honor band, our county honor orchestra. So we have a number of student events that students from all throughout the county participate in, and it's so exciting to see students involved. And I encourage parents to attend those events, because when you attend one of our student events in our county, you get so inspired because students are so talented.
Yes.
And they have so much passion participating in these events.
And what
we're
a
also
great outlet for
yeah.
them. Yeah. Yeah,
absolutely. And we're also excited in that one of the areas that county offices were given responsibility is through the systems of support. So we meet with every one of our school districts, and we determine the areas of support they need from the county. And with that area, then we provide either direct or broker support that's related to that area. So it could be professional development in mathematics mm-hmm. for teachers, for example. It could be increased AVID participation. Another program that's been highly successful in all of our schools is Positive Behavior Intervention Systems, mm-hmm. PBIS. In fact, our county has the most state awards than any other county because of the increase in programs that are increase in districts and schools that are implementing PBIS.
So,
and
Superintendent,
PBIS
before
is a
you go on, and I hate to
yes.
interrupt you because I know you're on a roll, but that positive behavior, can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. I'll be happy to. You know, it started as a pilot in Snowline, actually in the high desert,
okay.
a number of years ago. We had 7 schools at that time participating. Now we have over 300 schools participating. And what it is a program that is defined by the state in terms of the categories that are required for certification, starting off at bronze, then moving up to silver, gold, and then platinum. And we have many schools now at the gold and platinum level in the high desert.
Mm-hmm.
But it really is a program that's designed to have every single adult on campus connect with students in a positive and supportive way.
Yes.
So that starts with the bus driver, then it moves to the office staff, then it moves to the custodian, then it moves to food service workers, certainly every teacher and paraprofessional and administrator in the schools. But students interact with so many adults every single day. If every single adult connects with students in a positive and supportive way, then we see students flourish, and they then want to come to school because they know that's a great place to be at because of all the support they get. And that's why we see so many districts implementing that program. And the state defines award categories based upon schools that meet the criteria for PBIS, and in the entire state, we have the most awards from any other county. So it's wonderful to see that in place.
I was fortunate enough to attend Victor Elementary School District State of this year, and they did an excellent job of showcasing that program. It was just really inspirational. I'll just say that. I have so much that we could talk about, but I want to round back, if you will, to AVID, because you've talked about AVID a couple of times. And so some of our listeners may not be aware of AVID, and I want you to share that, if you will, what that program is and the intent of that program.
Oh, I'd be happy to. So AVID is an acronym for Advancement Via Individual Determination. And so at the high school, for example, it's primarily focused on electives that students can take for AVID. And AVID is a program that's designed to not just support students but support teachers. So teachers that go through the AVID training get extensive training on how to effectively deliver the instruction that they're responsible for. And they learn about how to teach kids through, for example, Socratic seminars and collaborative learning, cooperative learning strategies, so the students are interacting regularly with each other. They also have college tutors that are in each AVID class that facilitate conversations and collaborative teaching with students that they teach.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have a focused preparation through what's called the Wicker strategies,
mm-hmm.
for writing and all of the areas in Wicker, to where students become very organized in how to take notes and how to organize their
yes.
materials. They have specific training in college readiness. They actually visit a number of colleges every year. They understand how to complete their FAFSA. They understand how to complete college applications. So they have the whole program is designed so that when you ask students, are you ready to go to college and do you know how to get there, every single student will say yes. In fact, I was in a classroom in the high desert where the AVID teacher showed me her bulletin in the back of the classroom that had every single student and the colleges they were already accepted to. And every single
wow.
student had colleges they were accepted to. So it's just incredible to see that in place.
Yes.
Now, when they implement it at the middle school and elementary, it's usually for the whole school. So all the teachers get the training in how to effectively deliver instruction, and all the students get the training on how to get organized at those different areas. So then when they go to the high school, the teachers love it because they're so ready and prepared to begin their program.
Right. Right. Well, thank you for drilling down on that and giving us a little bit more insight into that particular program. As we're coming to an end, I wanted to know if there is a message that you have for our students and our families.
Absolutely. Yeah, I always encourage all parents to get involved in their schools and to provide input into the local control accountability plan, as I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Districts are really trying to increase that level of participation, and so when parents have that opportunity, their voice is very important for schools to utilize to build and improve their plans. We're really excited to be partnering with all of our districts, focusing on the areas that districts are trying to improve on their dashboard. Mm-hmm. We provide so much training to individual teachers, and that includes our multilingual learners. You know, several years ago, we started a celebration for students that achieved the certification for California State Seal of Biliteracy.
Yes.
And last year, we gave out 3,000 Seal of Biliteracy awards in the fall so that the students could utilize them for their graduation packets. And the High Desert had a significant number of students that received that certification. So those kinds of opportunities are so wonderful to see in place, and our districts continue to implement programs that are designed to support student achievement at every level. So that's what I would encourage parents is to get involved, be a partner with their school, mm-hmm. have their students seek out their opportunities that they're interested in so that they can really excel at their individual levels. All of our schools offer so much that it's wonderful to see parents and students taking advantage of those opportunities.
Yes, and so I want to reiterate that all of this information, because as I said at the start of this interview, there's just so much. There's so much that's going on, which is really encouraging, and it's so diversified in terms of what's accessible for our kids that I think parents really get involved, expose your kids to take advantage of all of these things that are there. And the way that they can kind of start to find out what's there is by going to that website. And again, that's sbcss.net, right?
Right. And we connect to all of our districts. You know, I didn't mention another wonderful program that we have that I think you've been involved with, Regina, is our countywide student advisory.
Yes.
Because we invite students from every single one of our high schools to meet on throughout the year with students from all the high schools to learn about our community vital signs, which is health and safety and education. Yes. And the economy. And we ask them, what recommendations do they have to make our communities a better place? And the input that they give us and the recommendations are so incredible, because our elected leaders who sit on panels at the end of the sessions really take heart to what students have to offer. And they have made changes in policy and programs to ensure that those recommendations are in place. So listening to students is such an important area that we have to focus on, because our students are the future, and when they give us recommendations, we really need to listen to their thoughts to make our county a better place.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. It is absolutely one of the most rewarding experiences that I have had. To hear from these young people who are amazing, talented, insightful, brilliant, you know. And so I have always been very grateful for the opportunity to participate in that. It is encouraging to see and hear our young people at work. You know, a lot of times I think we kind of underestimate because of what the media feeds us about who our young people are. But we've got amazing young people that I don't know where they're going to land, but I know it's going to be good and it's going to be in our best interest. Superintendent, before you leave, I just also want to acknowledge that you are retired. You are retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel. You served since 1984. And so we just want to say thank you, sir, for your service. We want to say thank you for your service in the military, but we also want to thank you for your service in helping us to better serve our kids.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And so hopefully we'll get you back and see the progress that we've made this time next year.
No, I'm looking forward to it, and I just encourage everyone to follow us on our social media at SBC. Or SB County Schools, and that's on Instagram, X, Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And every month we have an inspirations that give the highlights for that month of programs throughout the county. So if parents really want to stay connected to what's going on in our county, please follow us on social media.
Thank you. And again, we appreciate you making time to be with us today.
You're very welcome. Wonderful to be here.
Take care.
Thanks again for being a part of the conversation. Reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We'll talk to you next weekend.